Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base, 1-2. We've said that there are these two obligatory karbanos that must be brought each time one comes for the regalim, the olas re'ia, totally burned offering, that one has to bring when he's seen, and the shalmei chagiga, the peace offerings that are brought and are eaten as part of the celebrations of the chag itself, chag and chagiga being etymologically connected and one learned from the other. So the Mishnah here will set forth the minimum that one must spend on these two obligatory offerings. Now, min haTorah, there is no minimum. The Torah just requires you to bring them. And at most, it says in Devarim that a person should give ish kamatnas yado, every person, every man, should bring to the extent that he is able to give. Now, nevertheless, we'll see here that there are set minimums given. Beishamir omrim hara'iya shtei kesef, v'chagiga ma'a kesef. According to Beis Shammai, the more important and therefore of the offerings is the olas re'ia. This is because this one's totally burned and going to Hashem. A person has no vested interest in it. He has no stake in it besides just the relationship per se. And therefore, that's the one that they should spend more on. And so the minimum to spend on it is 2 ma'a kesef. The Mishnah doesn't say the word ma'a for the first part, but it's referring to a ma'a kesef. The ma'a is the smallest silver coin used in the time of the Mishnah. It's worth a sixth of a dinar. A dinar and a zuz is the same thing. So it's a very small amount of money. And the chagiga, even less than that, only 1 ma'a is required, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel omrim hara'iya ma'a kesef. Beis Hillel disagree, and they say the lesser of the two, if you have to choose, is the ola, and that has a minimum of 1, you have to spend at least 1 ma'a to acquire a small animal to bring as an ola. V'chagiga shtei kesef, and the chagiga offering, one must spend at least 2 ma'a of kesef. This one has a higher threshold because there are multiple people participating in the consumption of this offering, not just Hashem getting his, we'll call it third, on the Mizbeach in the form of the Emurim, the burnt parts of the offering, but also the Kohen gets the Chazav Ashok, chest and right hindquarter. The Bailam also get an animal and they eat as well, and they celebrate and they eat it. So Beis Hillel holds that's more important, and therefore that's the din, like Beis Hillel, that the minimum to spend on the Chagiga is 2 ma'a, and on the Ola, 1 ma'a. I mentioned already before, there's a third carbon that's brought, maybe multiple times during the course of the Yom Tov, and that's the Shalmei Simcha, these shlam that are brought for rejoicing. The Torah requires V'samachta Bechagecha, you'll rejoice on your holiday, and the Simcha can't be complete without meat, for those who like meat, certainly. So therefore, the ideal meat to be eaten is sacrificial meat, as we'll see more as the parak goes on. And therefore, since you'll bring your chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, let's say it's a 7-day Yom Tov, so already on after the second day that night, beginning of the third day, you can't eat from that shlam anymore, even if it's not allowed to be left over. So you have to bring another offering the next day to have more meat and so on. So you might have to bring a few shalmei simcha over the course of the Yom Tov. And that's a requirement, actually, not just for men, but even women as well, because the pasuk says elsor v'samachta ata uveisecha. That's a requirement not just for you, meaning the male of the household, but also the rest of the household, including one's wife. So she has to have meat as well. So women are also obligated in the shalmei simcha, but there's no formal obligation. If a person had other sacrificial meats to eat from, and the Mishnah will discuss and make the point that essentially any sacrificial meat will do, so then they could eat that instead, and no need to bring shalmei simcha. Similarly, if you can eat at your father-in-law's house, your friend's house, no need to bring your own korban. So again, there's no strict obligation to bring such a korban. Therefore, the Chazal didn't set any minimum for how much must be spent on that korban.